something about the coverage of it. CBS has had it for 68 years. CBS has traditionally done not just a good job, but a great job with the Masters. And they did a great job this year, with one notable exception. I know that there is this line between LIV and the PGA Tour. I got it. But everybody seemed to bury that along the way and just played golf. But it got strange yesterday. And it's not, it's, we're not talking about Brooks Koepka and John Rahm. Koepka is a LIV player. Rahm, of course, is a PGA Tour player. It was the coverage of Jordan Spieth and Phil Mickelson. Now, Spieth deserved all the coverage he received. First of all, he's a popular player, and he's won at Augusta. He's always played well at Augusta. And guess what? In the final round, Spieth was putting on quite a show. But he was playing side-by-side with Mickelson. And so they cut. Here's Spieth on, pick a number. Here's Spieth on 10. All right. Or first time I think I really saw him, here's Spieth on 8. Like, okay. 8's a par 5. You can pick up a shot. Here's Spieth on 9. Here's Spieth on 10. Well, every time they went to Spieth, guess who they didn't show? Mickelson. So, I don't know. I'm going through. I pick up my phone to check out a couple of baseball scores. You know, and I've got the tournament on. I'm watching the tournament. And so I says, okay, let's just, you know, let's see if the Red Sox are beating Detroit. I'm going to put on my phone. I'm looking at my phone. Mickelson's in fifth place. Like, okay, I've been watching the entire time. Where is he? They finally get to him. A putt Mickelson hits on 12. Right? I guess they showed his tee shot. And then all of a sudden, the putt, he knocks it in. Okay. You know, and then we don't see him for a while, but we saw Spieth. And all of a sudden, he's at 5 under, and then he's at 6 under, and then he's at 7 under, and then he's at 8 under. He's the clubhouse leader, and they hardly showed any shots he hit. So I started laughing because he comes up to 18, he rolls, you know. And not only that, he's painting flags. Bang, 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 knocking in putts. There's nobody playing better on the course than he is. He shot a 65. And they hardly showed him. They showed him because I think they felt they had to. But he's sitting there with the clubhouse lead. At one point, he was 2 shots back. I sat there with, you got to be kidding me. 52-year-old three-time champion comes out, who had not been playing well, resurrects his game, and he's playing like he's 35. And they showed a handful of his shots. Meanwhile, we're getting heavy doses of Patrick Cantlay, Russell Henley, Victor Hovland. Like, okay, how many more bogeys can I watch them get? Meanwhile, the old guy's over here. Hey, the balls are just sailing over the flag. Putt, good. Ball sailing over the flag. Putt, good. And Rahm and Koepka should get all the coverage. They're the two leaders. But then at one point, Koepka fell behind Mickelson. It was comical. I sat back and went, this is really funny. And CBS is not good at golf. They're great at golf. I mean, they're great at it. And they're great at covering the Masters and the whole deal. I got it. But for some reason, they either deliberately didn't do it or they missed the boat on this one. And like, okay. That was a little different. because that's not normally how they do things. And you really felt like that's the one time where I felt like the live thing came into play.